Senator, obviously a very busy time. Both chambers talking farm bill this week. Senator Stabenow unveiling her bill, not just a framework. She actually has a bill that's out. You've had a chance, I'm sure, to go through that. What's your take in what we have in this plan?
Well, so Chair Stabenow has released a comprehensive proposal for a farm bill, and even though it came directly from her, I wanted people to note that it included over 100 bipartisan bills, many of the bipartisan pieces of legislation that I've been working on. It's the kind of proposal that can hold our big coalition together, strong nutrition programs, very strong farm programs, and of course, really excellent rural development, which is all part of the big chunks of the farm bill. And I was very glad to see that many of the proposals that I've worked on around child care with Senator Ernst and the SAVE Act with Senator Thune to make sure we can continue to use common food names for dairy products, cheese. There's just a lot to like in this bill, and I hope it can be the foundation for getting these bipartisan negotiations jump-started and done.
Bipartisanship was something she emphasized when she met with farm broadcasters this week. Maybe a little different tack on the House side. Chairman Thompson saying he could get the bill done at the committee level anyway with a party line vote. Certainly, Ranking Member Scott not pleased with what he's seen in the Thompson bill. Do you see to get this thing forward, we're going to have both sides of the aisle working together?
Oh, absolutely. I think absolutely. And I think that, I mean, I note a couple things. The only way to get a bill through is to, both the House and the Senate, is to have bipartisan support. I would note to people that there's a lot in the Republican bill in the House that is similar to what Senator Stabenow has proposed. However, what they do is they sort of break the big coalition by looking for some pretty significant cuts to the nutrition program, which they know that the Democrats aren't going to do. And so I think they have to kind of get through that and just appreciate that they can't pass a bill that has those kinds of cuts. And the reality is that that's how we've always done a farm bill. And the other reality is that I don't think they have the Republican votes in the House to pass their proposal, even without Democratic support. So that's why we have to kind of get serious and understand what we're dealing with here and come to an agreement.
Well, margins are razor thin in both chambers, and certainly, as you mentioned, even on the House side with the chaos on the one extreme, it's difficult to get anything done of any substance, and you've got a pretty tight congressional calendar during this these summer months ahead too. How confident are you about getting something done?
Well, you know, I think you just have to keep pushing on it and working on it. And I have never seen anybody who is more determined than Debbie Stabenow, who really wants to get it done. But you know, she's not going to go along with something that she thinks is going to step us back from where we were with the 2018 farm bill. We have a continuation extension through the rest of this year. I think there's some idea, just talking the raw politics of it, there's some idea that amongst some of my colleagues on the Republican side that maybe they might be able to get a better deal after the election. And I just don't think that that's realistic. And I also know from talking to Minnesota producers that, you know, they don't really care that much about the political back and forth. What they care about is having the certainty of understanding what they're going to be dealing with. And as we move into this growing season where there's, you know, a lot of uncertainty, as there always is, I'd love to be able to just tell Minnesota producers that we've gotten our work done and they can get their work done.
In particular, in some of the things in the Stabenow draft map, FMD, trade promotion funding doubled. I know that's something you've been talking about as well.
I'm so glad to see that. We really appreciate and understand how important those that trade promotion work is, and I'm really grateful for that. People might also not know that Debbie has gone directly to our leadership in the Senate and also spoken in a bipartisan way about this and gotten new money into this farm bill, which, as you know, is very unusual. Basically, we're usually solving a math problem with the same amount of money. to be able to, you know, make some increases in trade promotion and also make some modest but I think important increases and improvements in some of the commodity programs that Senator Bozeman on the Republican side have been talking so much about. So I think that all is going to be good if we can get it done. And let me just, I wanted to mention one other thing. I am really glad that the some of the provisions for supporting American products overseas, like the regionalization agreement legislation that I've worked on, so that if there's an outbreak of animal disease in one section, that that doesn't mean we have to shut down exports for like the whole, you know, the whole country when there's no issue of food safety in other parts of the country, is I think a very important thing that I'd love to see included in the final bill.
Oftentimes in farm bill debates, dairy and sugar seem to be in the crosshairs. At least looking at Stepanow's bill, there's even enhancements to both of those different titles.
Yeah, of course. That's extremely important to Minnesota producers, both in the northwestern part of the state and with dairy. I've heard so much from Minnesota dairy producers about how the dairy margin coverage program was such a big improvement. And in Senator Stabenow's proposal, there are some, you know, good, I think some good improvements to that program now as we go forward that'll help it work better, especially for smaller producers. So it's great to see that kind of support. And I think it just reflects an understanding that it's, you know, agriculture is a very challenging business. And the role of the federal government in providing these kinds of risk management tools is absolutely essential to protecting producers over the long run.